Oh, fun. You made it. Hey, Annette and Tim.
Hey, we made it.
As I introduce myself.
Allow myself to introduce myself.
Yeah, it's Tuesday. Come on in. Here's what we're working on this morning. It is now week three as the city of Hamilton continues to deal with the cyber attack that shut down several of its online services.
A double shooting in Fort Erie was the result of a dispute over recycling.
And the 2024 Academy Awards were the most watched in 4 years. Rumor has it we have a goodie on our hands today, Brian Wood. That's the rumor around these parts.
If you listen to rumors, yes, okay.
How about the forecast?
Yeah, let's go with the official forecast instead of just rumors. Hey, did you hear?
Well,
but yeah, you heard correctly because today we're going to be just about double the temperature than we got to yesterday. We got to 8 degrees. Today we're going to hit 15 degrees.
Like yesterday was nice.
It was very nice. It's sunny.
Yeah, lovely sunshine.
Actually, we're going to hang out in the sun today and tomorrow. And tomorrow will be even milder than today. 15 degrees today, 17 degrees tomorrow, and a fair bit of sunshine. I mean, there's going to be a little bit of cloud cover in the mix, but generally a sunny day and mild temperatures, and the winds are going to be a little lighter as well. We had winds to just about 50 kilometers an hour during the day yesterday, but today they'll be a fair bit lighter. So yeah, for those of us who enjoy the early onset of spring, yeah, pretty nice day. So we'll talk about that coming up. I want to have a brief look at traffic here because this time of the morning, it's usually pretty light. And of course, being March break week, it's even lighter. Here's the 403 Waterdown Road moving nicely so far this morning to our MTO traffic cameras. And just a bit of an overview, QEW Woodward Avenue, no problems toward the Skyway. Top of the Skyway looks good all the way through Burlington and Oakville. That's a camera just east of 4th Line. So doing okay. We'll look at weather and traffic in a few minutes. Right now, let's check the news.
All right, thanks, Brian. We start with the city of Hamilton. They're continuing to deal with the fallout of a cyber attack that knocked out many of the city's online services. Now, this is over 2 weeks ago. Simone Gavros, you've been on this story a few times now as it continues to go along.
Hi, Tim. That's right. Well, we've entered week three as the city continues to work on restoring the city's city services that have been knocked out since this cybersecurity attack. But in the meantime, council meetings have been put off multiple times, and it's been pushing multiple agenda items as well. Now, as of right now, the city says that there's going to be a special committee meeting as well as council meeting. Those are set for March 27 to work on time-sensitive issues. Normal meetings are expected to start up again in April. Now, this is the latest update from the city since the ransomware attack on February 25th. And one cybersecurity expert says that other municipalities need to have a plan in place to respond to this unavoidable threat. Cybersecurity expert Charles Finley from Toronto Metropolitan University said that the data municipalities hold can be leveraged to extort ransoms, especially since governments can't be offline for too long. Finley says that it's not a matter of if, but a question of when. And while Hamilton is dealing with their own online service issues, the town of Huntsville is also investigating a cybersecurity incident that happened over the weekend, and they've brought in experts to figure out the cause and the extent. Now, Hamilton says that they have experts and other authorities working to get the systems back up and running again, but there's no exact timeline on when that'll be. Annette, I'll send things over to you.
Okay, thanks very much. And the government of France has activated a special crisis center following what's described as a cyber attack of unprecedented intensity. So this one started Sunday night and it's hit several government ministries. Access to most of France's government sites has been restored, though, this morning. A pro-Russian group of hackers called Anonymous Sudan has claimed responsibility in online posts. The French government hasn't commented on the claim or given details of what was targeted or what damage was caused.
So we have some more information on that shooting in Fort Erie yesterday. A dispute over recycling is believed to have sparked the double shooting in Crystal Beach. Niagara police say a man and a woman in their 40s had been collecting aluminum cans from driveways early yesterday when they were attacked. The woman was driving a car and the man was walking beside it. Police say a 78-year-old man, also believed to be a recycling collector, hit the man with a wooden bat, then shot him. As the man who was shot tried to get back in the car, the woman driving was also shot. And he was taken to hospital in critical condition. She's in serious condition. 78-year-old William Smyes of Fort Erie faces several charges, including attempted murder, aggravated assault, and assault with a weapon.
Two women charged in the death of a 12-year-old boy in Burlington are going to be back in court next week. 44-year-old Becky Hamber of Burlington and 42-year-old Brandy Cooney of Hamilton were the prospective adoptive parents of the boy. They face first-degree murder charges after a lengthy investigation. Halton police were called to a home in Burlington in December of 2022 for reports of a child without vital signs. A $13 million Indigenous-led health and social services center is coming to Hamilton's East End. It's going to be built on the site of the former St. Helens Catholic Elementary School near Barton and Parkdale. The facility will provide health, family, social, and housing services to Indigenous people in Hamilton and non-Indigenous people in the surrounding neighborhoods. It's going to feature a mix of traditional Indigenous medicines and Western medical practices, and it could be a model for future builds right across the country.
There will be primary care, which is nursing, physicians. There will be we have diabetic services, we have culturally traditional medicine, and we have elders on staff. So it's a blend and people can choose.
The current building is going to start being demolished in a few months. The goal is to have the new center open in 3 to 5 years.
Let's get into sports line. It's no secret the Raptors are finishing up a very forgettable season, mired with injuries. They were in Denver to play the defending champs with most of their starting lineup out with injury. So give the Raptors credit, as they built a huge lead. But the Nuggets are vying for another title for a reason.
Stolen! Jokic! Over to Murray! He sets! He fires! He gets the triple!
And Kitchener's Jamal Murray will have a lot to do with that. He scored 12 of his 26 points in the fourth quarter as the Nuggets came back from as many as 22 points down in the second quarter, 17 points at the half, to beat the depleted Toronto squad. Nikola Jokic, who is one of SGA's main competitors when it comes to MVP, had his 21st triple-double, finishing with 35 points, 17 rebounds, and 12 assists. RJ Barrett led the Raps with 26, who have dropped four straight. They can hopefully end that against the worst team in the league, the Detroit Pistons, tomorrow.
They do know, you know, all the pre-scouts and everything you have. You know their identity.
He fires! He scores!
On the ice in Winnipeg, the Jets rebounded nicely after getting skunked by Vancouver on Saturday, with their coach Rick Bowness saying it was their worst game in 2 years. They welcomed Alex Ovechkin and the Capitals into the peg as they were the only Canadian team playing. Connor Hellebuyck would make 23 saves. Fourth shutout of the season for him, picked up his 30th win of the year, and they kept pace with Vancouver and Dallas for top spot in the West with a 3-0 win. Leafs are off until Thursday when they travel to Philadelphia. Let's stay on the ice, but bring it to some local puck. The Allen Cup makes its return to Dundas next month, with the Real McCoys hosting the Senior Men's Championship as they are the defending champs. The legendary trophy made its return after a 3-year hiatus. Well, the trophy is going to be back, and CHCH will be a big part of the festivities.
Hey, hockey fans, Rod Black here.
And Rick Vive. And, of course, we have the Allen Cup with
Allen,
us. Yeah.
The best in senior men's hockey, coast to coast to coast. We'll be covering it.
Yep.
April 27th, live on CHCH.
That's pretty exciting. Rod Black, legendary broadcaster, will be calling games with Maple Leafs legend Rick Vive, providing color as we will be airing the Allen Cup right here on CHCH, coming up on April 27th. All right, to spring training, where the Blue Jays' Ernie Clement, who spent most of last season with Buffalo, having quite the spring. He led the charge with a home run over the Tampa Rays. He's hitting over 400 thus far as he vies for a spot with the squad. David Schneider, who had his coming out party last season with the Jays, also hit a bomb as they homered on Sunday as well. All part of a 9-2 beatdown of the Rays. Mitch White picked up the win. Blue Jays host the Yankees in Dunedin today. And big week with the NFL as free agency kicks off tomorrow at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. But ahead of many deals, which have already been made, just not official. Following the Steelers bringing Russell Wilson into the fold at quarterback, Kirk Cousins, one of the stars of the Netflix series, The Quarterback, will not be under center for the Minnesota Vikings. He's off to Atlanta after signing a four-year, $180 million deal with the Falcons. This is he recovers from a tore hamstring. A number of running backs are also on the move.
10 minutes after 6 o'clock, it is Tuesday morning here. Let's get you into traffic. We'll ease you gently, Bentley, into traffic here. 403 Watertown Road, still doing fine. Still no reports of any collisions. Not a lot of volume right now. To our MTO traffic cameras, once again, just a quick overview. We'll start in the St. Catharines area at the 406, doing fine all the way through St. Catharines. Woodward Avenue, nothing has really changed. Here's east of Brant Street, so Toronto bound coming towards us. Same with east of Royal Windsor, all the way through Cawthra. Not a lot to see this morning, which is good. All right, temperature. Well, we are above seasonal, so we'll call it a mild start. We're on the plus side. Yesterday we were minus one at this time. This morning we're plus two, so a light west-southwesterly breeze, and the skies are clear this morning. So we have a low-pressure system off to the west. Now, around that low is a counterclockwise flow, so that's why we get that push of mild air ahead of it, so we get that southerly flow, and that's going to continue throughout the day today into tomorrow as well, as the temperatures stay on the mild side. So we're going to be way above seasonal for this time of year. Instability will push in later in the week, particularly by the time we get to Friday, and it looks like the weekend as well. But not today. Temperature a little bit cool, Niagara Falls at 12, but otherwise 14, 15, even 16 degrees for Milton, Brampton, into Mississauga, even Guelph and Kitchener. Now, if you're right down by the water, by the lake, it'll be a fair bit cooler. But 4 and 5 degrees overnight, just a few clouds, so a pretty nice night. And then tomorrow, temperature even milder, 14 to 16 for Niagara, 17 degrees, and again, lovely sunshine for the day tomorrow. So that's a mild day. Actually, we'll almost call that a warm day for this time of year, and lots of sunshine once again. As far as you're stepping out the door on this 12th morning of March, it's not bad. Skies are clear. Winds are light. Temperature right now sitting at 2. And we'll look long range coming up. And at Tim.
Thanks, Brian.
So those temperatures, morning, Em.
Hi.
Those temperatures take
morning.
Me back. I don't know if you guys remember, because we're around the same age, Emily. Like early teens, March break one year was so warm, we were in like shorts and t-shirts riding our bikes.
I remember doing stories, and because it was like the people who went away, it was like, oh, that was some wasted money.
Wasted money.
Right?
This is, I don't know how many years ago. This is 20, 25 years ago, but I specifically remember that one March break. And
I hate
to
break it to you, Tim. 20 years ago, we were not in our teens.
Oh, no. We're aging ourselves, but look, the weather's looking good for March break. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm really awesome. Good. I'm excited about some sunshine.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about Eugene Levy. I know we discussed him yesterday, mm-hmm. getting that to Walk of Fame star in Hollywood, but we're going to take a deep dive into the second series of his new show, The Reluctant Traveler, and we're going to talk about the Oscars a little bit. We'll talk about the ratings and how they did.
All right. We'll see you at the coach in a little bit. Coming up after the break, into business news, as we usually do at this time. And Canadian farmers are up in arms about upcoming label requirements in the U.S. See you in 2 minutes. Hey, 6:15 new time on your Tuesday morning. Here's a look at some numbers. Canadian dollar is up 8 basis points this morning, sitting at 74.23 cents U.S. Gold down 30 cents, 21.85.20 a barrel. Crude oil up 22. 78.23. Off to Europe we go. Hey, Europe. Markets are down in London, Frankfurt, and Paris.
In Asia, the markets were down another huge loss today in Tokyo, 868 points. Some gains in Hong Kong and Shanghai. Checking North American markets, the TSX was down 57 points. The Dow fell 69, and the NASDAQ was down 188.
You know, I mentioned it was Tuesday. I have not mentioned the date. That is one of my jobs. I have to say, it's Tuesday, March the 12th, if you weren't aware. March the 12th.
And thank you.
Yes.
Gone all these hours.
Yeah, all these hours.
What
day it was. And it's 6:16. These are the things that we have to do. All right, into business news. So glad you're here. Canada is raising concerns about a change in meat, poultry, and egg labeling south of the border. So yesterday, the U.S. government announced that Made in America labels can only be used on those products when the animals are born, raised, slaughtered, and processed in the United States. So under current rules, the label can be used when the meat is imported and slaughtered or processed in the U.S. The federal government and Canadian beef producers say supply chains could be disrupted by the decision, and it doesn't take into account the unique relationship between our two countries.
Canada's fisheries minister says the lucrative Atlantic Elver fishery is going to stay closed for the 2024 season. In part, it's to conserve the American eel. Elvers are very young and translucent eels that migrate up coastal rivers in the Maritimes in the spring, but they're easily caught in nets or buckets. Fisheries Minister Diane Laboutier says significant quantities of elvers have been fished illegally in the past few years. Just last week, five people were arrested for the unauthorized harvest of elvers. Most of them are sold in Asia, and it's a pretty lucrative market, with a kilogram of them fetching over $5,000.
So the largest news publisher in Atlantic Canada is now looking at bankruptcy. A private equity fund has initiated insolvency proceedings against new newspaper conglomerate Saltwire, saying the company has severely mismanaged its finances. So that includes missing pension payments and owing a large tax bill, along with $94 million in debt. Now, Feria, private debt fund, says Saltwire and the Halifax Herald owe it nearly $33 million, along with almost $600,000 in accrued and outstanding interest. Saltwire owns 23 news publications across Atlantic Canada, including the 150-year-old Halifax Chronicle Herald. Fera says it loaned money to Saltwire to help fund several acquisitions back in 2017.
After an extreme cold snap in Western Canada earlier this year, frozen and burst water pipes made up about 70% of insurance claims for personal property. The Insurance Bureau of Canada says the January cold snap caused more than $180 million in insurance damage. The Bureau says with the frequency and severity of destructive weather events increasing, so too are the financial costs for both insurance companies and taxpayers.
Another retailer is closing its doors. The Body Shop has shut down all of its U.S.-based operations while turning off the lights in 33 of the 105 Canadian store locations as the company files for bankruptcy. In a news release earlier this month, the U.K.-based cosmetic company, they announced that its U.S. subsidiary is no longer operational, effective March the 1st. High inflation in recent years has hurt traditional retailers, particularly those like the Body Shop that predominantly operated out of malls and were aimed at the middle class.
Airbnb is banning the use of indoor security cameras in its rental units. The short-term rental company had previously allowed hosts to have cameras in common areas as long as they were disclosed to renters and they were in visible spots. But as of the end of April, the use of all indoor cameras is going to be banned. The host will still be allowed to use doorbell cams and noise decibel monitors in common spaces. Airbnb says the changes are made to simplify its security camera policy while still prioritizing privacy.
Social media giant Reddit is getting set to go public. The site revealed yesterday that it expects to price shares between $31 and $34 when it makes its initial public offering sometime later this month. So Monday's announcement, it gives potential investors additional information to evaluate if they want to buy stock in the company. Now, Reddit plans to offer 22 million shares that will help it raise as much as $748 million. Now, while Reddit has seen a 21% jump in revenue since last year, the company has yet to turn a profit in nearly two decades of operation.
Okay, taking a break right now. Brian's going to be back with your traffic and your seven-day forecast for the rest of the week.
You're going to like the next couple of days, I think.
6:23, good morning. It's Tuesday, the 12th of March. We're looking at our MTO traffic cameras to see what's happening on the roads. And I can tell you right now, there's not a lot going on, particularly in St. Catharines. Here's a look at the QEW 405 junction. Looks good. Top of the Skyway Bridge. It's getting a little busier than it was last time. That camera just disappeared. Here's the QEW at Sheridan. So you're going through Mississauga, Toronto bound lanes coming towards us on that camera. And same here at the 403 at Dundas, coming up from the Ford plant way in the distance there. So looking good in both directions. Temperature actually looks good compared to what we had yesterday morning at this time. We were minus one with a wind chill about minus six yesterday. But we're plus two for Hamilton right now. In the minus column for Mississauga at minus one. Otherwise plus one Toronto and plus three for Grimsby. So our seasonal temperatures for this time of year are three for the daytime high, We got to 8 yesterday, minus 5 for the overnight low, and those are our sun times and records for today. We'll be nowhere near a record for the day today. As far as, I mean, we're getting closer, but not quite to a record temperature. 15 degrees and a mainly sunny sky for today. It'll be 5 overnight. Skies will be pretty well clear, just a few clouds, and then tomorrow even milder, 17 degrees and lots of sunshine. Clouds roll in on Thursday, temperature comes down a bit to 12, and then we're in single digits. 8 degrees and showers Friday, Saturday fairly cloudy. St. Patrick's Day on Sunday, a chance of showers, and look how cool it's going to be by the time we get to Monday. High of only 2. It's up and down for March. That's your forecast, and that's it.
I am totally in love with this story.
I was about to say, I think somebody sitting beside me is going to really like this story because a hidden adventure for book lovers is waiting in London.
Airbnb says two people are going to become the first since the Second World War to stay in a hidden library inside St. Paul's Cathedral. And there's this music, it surrounds you. Oh. The library was built in 1709, recently renovated. It holds 22,000 books and 22,000 books and manuscripts. You can stay there for one night only this Friday. Winner gets a sneak peek at a number of unreleased novels from the likes of John Grisham, Holly Jackson, and Kevin Kwan, all for about $12 Canadian. Booking for the One Night Only special opened at 6 o'clock this morning on Airbnb.
Are we eligible? Probably, right?
Why not?
Yeah.
Don't bother me. I'm booking right now.
It doesn't even look real like that.
Have you been in St. Paul's?
Yeah.
And did you climb up to the top?
I did not, no.
Oh, it's very cool because the dome has this special acoustic thing where you can, like, whisper.
Okay. Did you know there was a hidden library?
I did not know
where
that.
Where would the library be? Like 22,000 books?
It's hidden.
No, I know, but where do you hide 22,000 books?
I don't know.
Oh, man, okay.
My next trip back, I'm going to find out.
Okay, well, there you go. Our quest to get Annette to stay at the hidden library at the St. Paul's Cathedral starts now. The second half hour of A Morning Live on this Tuesday, March the 12th, starts after this. See you in a couple minutes.
You okay?
No.